Are you all authentic sat yogis? To abide as the real self. Have you cremated the ego delusion and all of its narratives? Have you liberated your attention to abide always in the nameless, formless stillness of the Absolute Consciousness? Are you free of all emotional ups and downs and inside outs that the ego performs in its illusory psychological acrobatics? Have you realized the power that comes from the emptying out of all of the ego illusions and becoming filled with the presence of God? Have you made the consciousness theocentric? Is God the very center and heart of your being? The uncreated, unborn, untraumatized, unchanging Absolute Presence. This is what you are. Do you remain in your true nature and allow its infinite potentiality to manifest? The Absolute Self is transcendent of the world and is indescribable, has no qualities, is everywhere and nowhere. Abides beyond time and space. But the Absolute Self is the cause of the manifestation of space, time, and the world that unfolds within that dimension. And the soul vehicle is given in order to enter into that dimension safely without being touched by Maya, to remain in the divine lila, the play of the pure soul whose qualities are divine love and creative intelligence and invincible power of will and beauty of heart, and with infinite empathy and compassion, and yet with the power of law, of truth, of right, with the freedom to act, to sustain peace and harmony. free of aggression, free of fear, free of lust, free of all of those elements of the ego negredo that have brought the world into a state of destructiveness, and under the power of the lower death drive that is bringing this world illusion to an end. The Satyogi is here only to bring the light of the Absolute into this illusory world, but not to be tainted by it, and never to forget who you are and why you have come and what you are here to do. And never fall into the illusion that you are a human being, a mortal bodily being who was born. But you remain always in the awareness of your eternal, absolute nature that is deathless. Because this alone gives you spiritual royalty and enables you to wear the crown of light that authorizes you to act with full power to co-create the new world and to not be affected by the destruction of the world that is dying. We are offered safe passage through the Red Sea of blood that will soon flow throughout the planet. We are offered an exodus from the world of illusion. But we must leave now without waiting until that sea has closed again upon us. And we must reach the holy mountain and the burning tree of life, and make sure that we are one with that fire, because only in the purification of the fire of truth are we worthy to enter the promised land of Satyuga and beyond to the abode of God. May you remain authentic and choose the path of light by not entertaining any narratives, images, or affects of the ego, but remaining as the pure self, the authentic, one absolute self. And recognize the truth of the oneness, the sameness of all that is, as a manifestation of the creative power of God, and see no otherness, and see and enter into no delusions. Bring the light the light of truth, of love, of wisdom, of empowerment, of joy, of beauty, of goodness, of purity of heart into this world, that all may partake of the blessings and the grace of God's presence through your vehicle. This is our task. We must not fail our God, ourself, our true reality. We must be free of all that is false, all that is limited, all that is temporal, all that is part of the illusion that is dying, and remain always safe from the fear of death and the realization of our oneness with the eternal and only God. And never fall from the grace of that union. Claim your strength to abide in the holiness of the silent presence of the Supreme Lord. And never contaminate that presence with egoic mental chatter. May every thought be holy. And may you see only with the third eye, not the eyes of flesh. And recognize the one self in all. May you know the peace in your heart. That is given when you have surrendered your entire life to God, to the will of God, to the love of God. To the presence of God. And may you feel and be absorbed into the even deeper peace, silence, stillness of that Supreme Presence until all of the Supreme Secrets are revealed and the wisdom of God's infinite intelligence is transmitted, and the power of that Supreme Presence is actualized in the body as well as the mind to enable you to face all that the body must experience at the end of time. Without suffering and without losing for a moment the blissful presence of the Supreme Reality. And may you know the supreme peace of realizing oneness with that supreme reality, oneness that cannot be broken, oneness that is eternal, oneness that is granting the power of liberation from the wheel of life and death, and infinite freedom, completely, utterly, wholly absorbed in the one reality. The infinite Lord of creation. And know yourself as that. Namaste.